We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The saying, which becomes familiar to us during Lent, indicates the instrumentality of the cross in our salvation, is matched today with the saying about the cross as we process with the wood of the cross and venerate it as if we are venerating the actual cross, the wood upon which Jesus himself died. This is the wood of the cross on which hung the salvation of the world, to which we respond, "Come, let us adore." Venite, adoremus. The same phrase that we are familiar with from the invitation of the shepherds to come and worship at the cradle of the Lord at his birth. This phrase is almost scandalous. In fact, the phrase that is used in the Missal is of the adoration of the Holy Cross. And yet we understand this if we understand the way in which the cross itself has become almost in a manner analogous to the incarnation, a part of Jesus. It has become, in fact, a member of his being. It reminds me a little bit of the part in a rather famous movie, not so famous for its being about Christ and the church, although in so many ways it is. It's a movie called Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. And in this movie there is a fellow who, one of the ship's lieutenants, who is showing one of the young men, one of the young midshipmen, a little relic on this ship, on a mast. And it's a carving, it's an inscription from the days of the captain's own boyhood, when he was also a young midshipman on this ship. And he says to the young man, "Do you see that over there? The captain put that in there when he was a young man no older than yourself." He says that there is, he has bled so much on this ship as to make its wood a near relation. The fact that our Savior associated for the whole of his life, his heart, with the cross, and knew that the cross itself was meant to become a part of him, was at the center and the focal point of his destiny, meant also that his blood was united with it in such a way that there is almost no distinction now between the cross and the blood of Christ that it bears. When we adore the cross, when we give our worship to the cross, when we genuflect before the cross in the same way that we do before the Eucharist, in the same way that every knee should bend in heaven, on earth, and under the earth at the name of the Lord, we do so because the Lord has definitively united himself to this cross. And by uniting himself to this cross, and this cross to himself, has given us the means, has given us the ability, by uniting ourselves with him and with his cross, the power to overcome death in the same way that he does. The cross itself can become a member of us. It can be joined to us in the same way that it is to Christ, and in the same way provide for us the life-giving fruit of the risen body